I have a question for you. Do you think the presence of former President Jacob Zuma in the ANC election campaign could hurt the party at the upcoming polls? Well, a new survey that has established, in fact, that ANC supporters could actually desert the party because of Jacob Zuma. The South African Citizens Survey asked ANC supporters about the effect Zuma would have on their voting behavior, seeing that he has joined the party on a campaign trail. And the results are as follows. You know, they indicated that 52% of potential ANC supporters would be less likely to vote for the ANC. And I wonder if you're an ANC member or if you're still thinking about which party to vote for, whether you agree with this. Give me a call on 011-883-0702-021-446-0567. We'll be speaking to political analyst Kagiso Poo about this particular story to analyze if really this is the case. Remember in Gauteng, particularly, there was concern around Jacob Zuma. In fact, the middle class here, and this is what some ANC leaders have said, that the middle class in this province have really come out against Zuma and they didn't even want to see him. And that's why there was that electoral decline in the support of the ANC, particularly in Gauteng, leading to, of course, the loss of the metros from the ANC. That's Tshwane and Johannesburg. So happy to take your call on that. But for now, let's speak to political analyst Kagiso Poo. Kagiso, good afternoon to you. Are you surprised by this survey?
It is surprising when you look at ANC's internal polling and the fact that I think, because I tried to look at the poll itself, it's actually not very clear where they did the polling, but it's a bit surprising because most ANC people have, I think, come around to the fact that they've got a new president. So I always say with these polls, I take it as a bit of a, you know, with a touch of a bit of pessimism, because when you actually look at actual internal polling, it normally gives you a very different outlook.
But it's a conundrum for the ANC, isn't it? I mean, here's the man who's very popular in KwaZulu-Natal, arguably the most important province for the ANC, given that it's one of the biggest in terms of the ANC's membership. But he's not so popular in some provinces like Gauteng, where people have argued he was partly responsible for the party's electoral decline and the loss of those two metros. How does the ANC then even balance these two issues, that you have this Jacob Zuma who's popular, yet some ANC supporters are saying this guy cost you the votes and we're not sure if we should even vote for you if he's part of the election campaign?
Yeah, I think you actually nailed it quite on the head there. And the issue, you saw it play out at the January 8th statement where they would actually send President Jacob Zuma in certain parts where he would not actually be seen with President Cyril Ramaphosa. So their biggest strategy has been to just try and limit the former president to areas where he is popular. Mm. But certain people always raise the question of saying, but listen, he can't, so it's almost like saying you're going to turn your back on your child. He is part of you. And I think they've been playing it quite well in trying to hide him from areas where they know very well he is not very popular.
Yeah, and listen, he is like forcing himself in, hey?
No,
he's like, you won't confine me to KZN.
He is that uncle who is from KZN who will come to visit you in Gauteng, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, listen, thank you so much for your time, political analyst Kagiso Poo.